Thank you. So this morning I'm going to be talking about Microduchium nivalis, the pathogen responsible for Microduchium patch. And the host that we're focusing on in Oregon is Poa annual reptans, our desired turfgrass species and the dominant turfgrass species on golf courses in our area. The environment that we and the fungus get to enjoy is the cool, humid conditions for about 7 or 8 months, which with these cool, humid conditions, the Poa annual reptans present and the Microduchium nivalis omnipresent, basically, in our area. We get nice Microduchium patch symptoms that start off as small infection centers that you see on the right-hand side of the photo, and eventually will expand to cover large areas of the green. This disease, when left unchecked, can sometimes lead to 80% or more turf grass damage on our plots, and we're lucky to have a lot of fungicides to use on this disease, and they work really well, and we're able to do rotations, and it's not really a problem for a lot of us in the United States. However, that's not the case around the world. In France, where I was previously a superintendent, I had to close the golf course putting greens between 12 and 48 hours every time I applied a fungicide. We also have interest in Canadian superintendents who are concerned about future legislation that may limit their products that will be available or how they can be used. And even closer to home to Oregon, down in San Francisco Bay Area, golf courses that are owned by the public, by the city, have very limited products available. They have a small IPM list where rotations are quite difficult. So alternatives are desired. People want to find ways of managing this disease without using conventional fungicides. So when I came to Oregon State in 2013, I did a master's degree, and this is actually from that. I did a presentation earlier at a tri-society meeting. This is kind of a summary of that. And so on the x-axis we have, I looked at mineral oils, and I looked at other products. So this is the mineral oils. And we found that Civitas 1, a fungicide registered for organic control, was able to significantly reduce Microduchium patch in the field. But when we would apply any kind of abiotic damage, in this case rolling, we would end up getting, or when we applied any kind of traffic or anything to it, we would get abiotic damage. In this case, we applied rolling. And when we looked at some plots, you could clearly see the distinction where the Civitas 1 was applied every 2 weeks throughout the winter period. And we could even get entire plot loss with these frequent applications. Another thing we looked at besides Civitas 1 was looking at sulfur, a phosphorus acid, in this case PK+, or the combination of both. And in addition, we used rolling to see what the interaction would be. The important takeaway here is that the sulfur and the phosphorus acid combined together had an additive effect. We were getting very good control with these two products. We would sometimes get up to 5% disease, but significantly less disease than a non-treated plot. So the study objective in this trial was to look at ways of using Civitas 1 to manage Microduchium patch, but instead of applying it every 2 weeks and leading to abiotic damage, we would eliminate every other application and rotate with the sulfur and phosphorus acid combination that we had previously seen a positive result with. This was a very simple trial, but very useful to golf course superintendents in our area because they want to find ways of using less conventional fungicides. So we set up a randomized complete block design with just 4 treatments and 4 replications. The first treatment we looked at was Civitas Defense, the new name for Civitas 1, at the same rate we previously used, in combination with a sulfur at the same rate, 12 kilograms per hectare, and in rotation with the same rate of sulfur in combination with the phosphorus acid rate that we had previously used. The second treatment was very similar, except instead of being with sulfur, the Civitas Defense was mixed with a phosphorus acid, again rotated with the sulfur and phosphorus acid. And finally, treatment 3 was simply the sulfur and phosphorus acid applied every 2 weeks. Finally, the control plot was included. So our hypotheses were, hypothesis 1, that all 3 treatments included will significantly reduce the incidence of Microduchium patch compared to the non-treated. And our hypothesis 2 was that these mineral oil applications, when they're not applied on a 2-week frequency but on a 4-week frequency, will not lead to any abiotic damage. So, the methods we used was, again, an annual bluegrass putting green, our dominant turfgrass species in Oregon, on a sand-based green using the California construction. We maintained the green at winter heights of cut, 3.8 millimeters, and we maintained the green fertility at 4.9 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare every 2 weeks. We applied at 2.8 bars of pressure and a carrier water volume of 814 liters per hectare. Our plot size was 1.5 square meters, and we repeated this trial over 2 years. So the third week of September to the end of the first week of April, We used the same green, but different areas of the green, and re-randomized the plots. In order to apply some kind of external forces and to make it mimic what would be seen on a golf course, is we did traffic replication of 73 golf rounds a day. I had more than just this simple trial, so I needed a team to do my... I had 8 trials going on the last 2 winters. So the turf team would go out and replicate 73 golf rounds a day, which is the same amount of golf we see on a public golf course near our site. So the 2 dependent variables that I looked at in this trial was area under disease progress curve, and I took this data by taking 2 light box photos in the exact same position every month. But because there actually was some abiotic damage, a little teaser for what the results were, we actually were not able to use SigmaScan to analyze the data digitally to find percent green cover. We ended up using SigmaScan to transpose a digital grid onto the plots, manually counting the disease where these transects would fall upon, building percent disease data by month, and then constructing area under disease progress curves. So, looking at the first year results for that first dependent variable, I'm showing here simply the area under disease progress curve on the y-axis and the 4 treatments on the x-axis. And this is the treatments means with the standard error of the means included. As you can see, treatment 2 and treatment 3 had no variance at all. There was no standard error of the means because there was no disease observed throughout the entire 8-month trial on those 2 treatments. These data did not meet the assumption of homogeneous variance. Indeed, there was no variance on treatment 2 and 3. Even after transformations, nothing would pass the Levine's test. Neither did they meet the assumption of normality. Therefore, I did a distribution-free analysis, which is basically just trying to measure the probability of observing these area under disease progress curve data randomly. And there is a probability value of 7.23 times 10 to the minus 5th, very small, that this was a random effect. Therefore, there's strong evidence that these treatments were having an effect on microdochium patch as measured by area under disease progress curve. Again, I used a distribution-free analysis to take each individual treatment and compare that to the non-treated and found a 3% probability that these treatments were just randomly controlling microdochium patch. For year 2, very similar results. We had the 3 treatments with the standard error of the means shown here. There was no disease and no variance again for treatment 2. However, treatment 3 this time had a little bit of disease. And this is actually photos from the peak of disease in those treatments. Oddly, or to my surprise, we actually met Levine's test at 0.0502, so very, very, very close. We did not meet the assumption of normality, but ANOVA is considered robust for the assumption of normality. So in addition to attempting to run ANOVA, I also did a distribution-free analysis. I'll show you the ANOVA. The ANOVA showed a significant p-value that of 0.001, of less than 0.001, showing that the treatments did indeed have a strong suggestion of having an effect. Each individual treatment using Fisher's protected least significant difference and an alpha of 0.05 showed that there was a significant difference between each treatment and the control, and there was no significant difference between the 3. Using a distribution-free analysis found the exact same results. There was a strong suggestion of treatment effect, and each individual treatment was significantly different from the non-treated. For the second dependent variable, we looked at turfgrass quality ratings using the NTEP scale of 1 to 9, with 6 being considered acceptable turf. I'm just showing here the raw data from the beginning of the trial, roughly the 20th of October on this table to the 25th of March. And I just want to point out that there was a dip in one of the treatments. The Civitas and sulfur rotated with the sulfur and phosphorus acid. We find that date was in the January time frame. That's for year 1. Just to go through that, year 2 is on the bottom right, and you can see they are extremely similar. The other treatments were very similar to the others. I just want to really talk about the Civitas sulfur rotated with sulfur phosphorus acid. So when we look at this plot, and again I take the light box photos in the exact same position every month. So if you can see, on the 18th of January, there was a little bit of abiotic damage, and that was about the same time as we see this dip in the turfgrass quality ratings. Here's a close-up photo of that plot on the 9th of December. On the 18th of January, we see a lot of browning of the turf, and you become very aware that there's browning of the turf because it's quite visible, and we were afraid we were getting microdokium patch. So we send the simples off to the lab, no mycelium, no conidia. But more importantly, the turf grass is completely recuperated 1 month later when the temperatures start to warm up. So it's quite interesting how there's a dip in the turf grass quality, and as soon as the temperatures warm up, our annual bluegrass just recovers. When we look a little bit closer at that plot, it also corresponded to the time frame when the temperature was had a mean temperature of less than 10 degrees Celsius leading up to that time, and there was even a time when the soil temperature, mean soil temperature, was below zero. So that was quite indicative of what would be problematic for applying Civitas defense to turf that was not actively growing, likely leading to stomatal occlusion, which Dr. Kreuzer has already pointed out when he did his PhD at Cornell. So I decided to do turf grass quality ratings on two times to present for this presentation. One was at the peak of disease, and one was at the peak of abiotic damage, and the second was at the peak of disease. At the peak of abiotic damage, the Civitas sulfur rotated with the sulfur phosphorus acid was not considered acceptable and was not significantly different from the control. It's also fun to point out the difference in disease severity on the non-treated from an 18th of January plot to the 16th of February plot. There's a really prime time for microdokium patch right there at the spring warm-up or the late winter warm-up. So the three treatments on the 16th of February actually were all, at the mean at least, was all considered a 6.0 or above, and not significantly different from each other, but all significantly different from the non-treated. In year two, at the peak of disease, the Civitas and sulfur also had abiotic damage, less than the first year, but was also considered unacceptable. And in comparison to the first year, the second year data showed that the sulfur phosphorus acid every 2 weeks was not considered acceptable because it had a little bit less than 5% disease on that year. So in conclusion, there's a strong suggestion that these treatments do reduce the incidence of microdokium patch. However, we found that the Civitas defense plus sulfur still led to abiotic damage when applied every 4 weeks instead of every 2 weeks. So it's very important for superintendents. We do not recommend superintendents to apply Civitas with sulfur. There is also a strong suggestion that the Civitas defense in combination with the phosphorus acid in rotation with the sulfur and phosphorus acid is an acceptable option for golf course superintendents. And superintendents are using this in our area on their putting greens. To give an idea of implications of the work, I did a kind of a quick analysis of what it would cost to do an 8-month fungicide rotation. And doing a few chemistries to a nice rotation cost about $3,300 to $5,300 per hectare. The treatment two would cost about $3,700 per hectare per year for those 8 months. And that's really within the time frame of what would be, the cost frame of what would be acceptable. And that sulfur phosphorus application is quite inexpensive, and people are starting to use that on their fairways in Oregon, which is a very inexpensive option compared to a complete fungicide control for fairways. Continuing research will be exploring the exclusive use of sulfur and phosphorus acid during the coldest parts of the winter, and we're also looking at using a 3-week rotation instead of the 2-week rotation, and we're in year two of that trial just now. With that, I would like to thank everyone who pays for our work at Oregon State, and if I have time, I'll have a question.
You have time for one question, and also I made a mistake. We have one more presentation.
Yes, Mark.
So you either combine Civitas with sulfur or with PK Plus. Do you think Civitas is a standalone product for microdokium control, or does it always have to be tank mixed with something else to be effective?
So the question was, I applied Civitas continually with phosphorus acid, and would Civitas alone be sufficient for managing microdokium patch? And the work that we did in 2013 to 15 actually showed that there was still some disease when using Civitas by itself. And so we found much better results when we apply it with the phosphorus acid. Thank you.
Thank you.